What are you, what do you call this part of your facial hair?
That's your forehead.
All right, now, what's all this called?
That's the back of your head, side of your head.
And what grows on it?
How?
And what grows around here?
Yes, your whiskers.
All right. That whiskers grow into a what?
Mustache.
Or if it's down here, it's called what?
It's called, bibs.
All right, now, what are these things?
Them some brain size. Ears.
Which one's this? And which one's this?
The one's left, one's right.
All right, now, what's this thing?
That's your mouth.
What's this?
That's your goozle.
All right. And what are these things?
They're my teeth.
And what if it's just one of them? What's this?
You just got one tooth.
All right. What are these things?
That's your gums.
All right. Now, what's this part of my?
That's the pain of your hand.
Okay. And what's this?
That's your fist.
All right. Now, what's this where I bend my finger right here? What's that called? And
they
bend it right here.
Yeah,
you?
That's your elbow.
All right, but what if you say your things are aching sometimes when you get old? What are they? What do you
mean? You got rheumatism.
All right. And what about this part right here? What's it called?
That's your chest.
All right, and these are what?
Hands.
And what's this?
That's your foot and knee.
And what's this? Whole thing.
That's your leg.
Okay, what if it's just one of them? Or both of them? What do you think?
Yeah, if you had them in your legs.
All right, no. I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my what?
Bruised your foot or bruised your leg?
All right, no. What's this called back here?
That's your rear end.
All right, what about, somebody's been sick a while. He's up and about now, but he still looks a bit what?
Mm. Yeah, he's sick, but he still looks bad.
All right. And what else? He might look a little what?
He looks a little peaky in what he was.
All right. Any other expressions besides those?
Yeah, about all you say. If he's been sick, you let him go at that.
All right. People who can lift big old heavy weights, you might say they're real what?
He's real strong. That fella's strong.
All right. And what if somebody's real easy to get along with, what do you say they're real what?
Yeah, that's a good person to get along with.
Always got a smile on his face, you say he's real what?
He's a real nice person. He's pleasant.
All right. Mm. What if somebody's real, when a boy's growing up, they're kind of like a teenager and he's all arms and legs and always stumbling over his feet, you might say he's mighty what?
That boy sure is clumsy. He's mighty clumsy.
All right, a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you might say he's just a plain what?
He just ain't right bright.
All right, and if you say it sometimes it's used in the Bible, he that calls his brother a what's in danger of hellfire.
Mm-hmm.
Of what?
Of danger of hell.
Yeah, but if he calls his brother what?
A fool.
All right, somebody that won't spend a cent of the money they make, you call them a what?
Call them a money lover.
Okay. When you say, if you say that girl's very common, what do you mean?
She's a nice girl.
She's a common girl?
Yeah, she's just a common girl.
What do you call those people common folks? What do you call, what does that mean?
Well, that means he's just common and it means he's a nice person.
All right, what about an old person that's about 80 and they still do the farm work real well? You say, I don't care how old he is, he's mighty what?
He's mighty swift.
Okay.
To be at that age.
Okay, the children are out later than usual. You say, I suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little what?
Can't help them feeling a little bit disgusted about them.
All right, well, if you're worried, you might be a little what?
A little worried.
A little uneasy
about them.
Okay, I want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm what?
Kind of scared.
Okay. She isn't afraid now, but she what?
She
was little, she what?
When she's little, she wasn't scared.
All right.